Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Monday, February 12th, 2024, and this is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. You and I are keenly aware that we are right now in a full-blown, full-on liquidity crisis. Now, this is not just an issue, people, that is affecting the United States. So you would know about it. I mean, you turn on, Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox Business, the propaganda ministry is going to tell you how fantastic everything is. The fact of the matter is, global debt and global deficits are skyrocketing faster than anybody, except maybe you and me, that's the truth, have projected that they would. We just heard from the Congressional Budget Office about this same issue, okay? It's astonishing to me, really. The Congressional Budget Office, we don't have a budget, but they can make projections. They, according to their projections, the CBO sounds real official, doesn't it? Are telling us that debt's going to double every year moving forward for at least the next 10 years. So that alone should tell you that there's a problem, and I think it's pretty obvious. We're going to be running debts and deficits more so than ever before in world history. That is the nature of the beast. You know this. We have spoken about this for years. The issue with global debt and deficits, for that matter, they run hand in hand, quite obviously, is it can't remain static. You all know that. It has to expand exponentially just to keep the system afloat. Now, part of this is we just found out that this $95 billion weapons package for Israel and for Ukraine looks like it's going to pass the House pretty good here. They have the votes. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. This new installment, this is just another installment here. This is going to go on and on. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And again, it's amazing to me because I'm listening for this just as you are. Why is it that we're not hearing about how much it's going to cost to fund this war that we're in right now as well? Oh, no, you can't know about that. That's free. You see, it's free. You can't make any of this stuff up, people. It's quite amazing, but you and I have been so on point with this. And just so you can understand this, where this is going to go. If you think that just, first of all, war, you know this, generates more need for borrowed dollars than anything else. That's fact. That's fact number one. Fact number two is we're going to fund a lot more than that. There's going to be new things thrown at we the people here. It's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people. How's that working out here? We don't get to vote on anything anymore, and our votes don't matter anyway. Are you voting for this war? Are you voting for this nearly $100 billion weapons package for Ukraine and Israel? No, you didn't vote for that. And again, they don't even declare wars anymore. There's no such thing as a declared war, okay? It's war, but it's just, we just have to fund it all, and it gets sucked right out of us again. And who funds all? Who provides the funding for all this? Well, it's the banks. All wars are banker wars. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve, well, first of all, how could we run these debts and deficits? Who's making up the difference here? Obviously, it's the Federal Reserve, who is more than willing to lend for any purpose that they come up with. And again, it's them. It's the Federal Reserve coming up with reasons. This war here, this is instituted by the Federal Reserve. You know that, right? Their mechanism here is to expand their ability to issue debt to the world, central banks collectively around the world. What did we just find out this morning with regard to the Eurozone? Their economy is in shambles, just as it is here. But if you listen to the propaganda, oh, it's great here. We couldn't be better off. It's amazing. I'll tell you what's going on here. It's the illusion of the market, and that's what they're utilizing here, as you and I have discussed repeatedly since forever. It's such a powerful thing. What's happening here is clear as day. You got corporations laying off people by the tens of thousands. I told you last month alone, 82 or 83,000 people were laid off. We're going to get the same phenomenon this month, and every month moving forward, because what Wall Street is doing is they're rewarding these companies. Every company that has been laying off people by the thousands, tens of thousands, they're getting bid up and up and up. And not just that, as we discussed, I believe it was last week, these same companies are buying back shares of their own stock. And that has given another boost to the entire market. And we're getting record high, record high, record high, record high. We don't get pullbacks. We don't get corrections anymore. It's just up and up and up. Again, this is a selection cycle. It's a presidential selection cycle. If the people can be duped, and it's very easy to do when you've got the propaganda ministry playing right into it. They're being told what to say. Look, they all get the same script. How many of you do what I do? You flip channels, CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, and they all repeat the same things. And they repeat them a series of times, three times, three times, three times. It almost creates like a hypnotic state where people, they fall into a delusion or something. And then they can't understand why they themselves can't make ends meet. Why, again, credit card debt, personal debt, household debt, surging out of control, people falling behind on payments, repossessions going through the roof here. This is where it's going. Again, it's this neo-feudal system that you and I have talked about for 10 years would happen, and it's right here in our face right now. You understand? So this should not surprise you. Again, this $95 billion weapons package, however they're going to phrase it, that's what it's for. This is for weapons, for war. Okay, you and I are paying for it, which means we are supporters of war as well. Obviously, we don't want to, but we have no choice. America, the greatest supporter of war in the history of the world, perpetual war. It can never stop. That's the nature of the system here. And again, you know why, because it generates more need for borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the earth. You think it's going to stop anytime soon, really? You think it's going to change when they put a new freak sitting behind the resolute desk? This is all going to miraculously change? No, because it's the central banks that run the world. World is not run by presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, or dictators. If you follow this blog, you are very clear on that. Anyway, let's look over here at the market this morning. All right, what's the setup? Trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this video blog. You got stock futures slightly in the red. The 10-year yield, 4.14. The market right now is very comfortable here because, again, it knows as well as you know and I know that the Fed is going to cut rates moving forward. There's no doubt about it. It is a lock. And I have yet to, you know, it's kind of interesting. Again, let me just say this. A lot of you have written to me, Greg, it's not going to happen. Greg, it's not going to happen. But then when I ask for a reason, silence. I hear nothing. So these people think that they can come up with and say something like that and not back it up. All I ask for, look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think you're wrong. Actually, yeah, I am saying you're wrong. But I'm willing to learn. So if you come up with a reason why, those of you that believe that the Fed's not going to cut rates, they have to cut rates. You have to understand what is going on here. Again, this is a mechanism to pull more cash into the now, as well as war, as well as any other mechanism they can throw at us to fund this, that, and the other thing. By cutting rates, it allows the central banks, in this case the Fed, to create enormous amounts of cash out of thin air and then buy the debt. That's what they want to do. They're monetizing everything here. They're buying it all, which has been the goal of the Federal Reserve or central banking since their inception, to own it all, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. They already got the economy by the throat, not just here, but around the world. They got the consumer by the throat, not just here, but around the world as well. This is why they're going to cut rates, and they're going to cut them multiple times. I think at least three times this year, probably beginning in May, June, and we're on the right side of this already. And that means, again, global debt is going to skyrocket beyond your wildest dreams. What do you want to do? Bet against the debt, become your own central bank, stay long the market. For now, okay? We're going to stay long the market. This is all going to probably change in 2025, all right? After the presidential selection. You understand? Whoever they put behind the resolute desk is going to be a traitor. You understand that? Whoever it might be, they're going to play right into the central banks as they always do. The last three presidents, as you are well aware of, have allowed the Federal Reserve, in this case, to become the most powerful organization that the world has ever seen by exponents, okay? The more debt a central bank can issue or is called on to issue, the stronger they become, not the weaker, Okay, that was a big psyop that was sold during the Trump administration, always bankrupting the Fed. You can't possibly make that stuff up. Anyway, so look, basically it comes down to this. The liquidity crisis that we are in, and we are in a full-blown liquidity crisis, and you can see this by soaring debts and deficits. That's maybe the easiest way to look at it. Guarantees. We're going to see a lot more war, and I believe this is going to expand. It's already expanding very rapidly. It's going to start to accelerate moving forward here. 2024, the year for war. Told you last year. We're here now, people. We are here right freaking now. All right, look, so this is pretty much where we stand. I think we covered a lot here. If you got something out of this video, you have something to say, I want to hear from you, even if you have a completely opposite perspective than me. I'd love to hear it. Please post here, share the video, get it out there, give the video a thumbs up. Again, if you got something out of this, if you didn't, that's fine. You don't need to do it. All right, love you a lot, people, from the heart. I mean that. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. And again, we got this covered. They can't possibly beat us because, frankly, we're smarter than they are. All right? Love you a lot. See you later.